Did we get a thrill in the last chapter of the adventures of Sonny and Buddy? The boys saw that the houseboat was headed straight for the waterfall, and they jumped off the back end of the boat in order to save themselves before it crashed. Buddy landed on a rock in the river rapids and hurt his leg so badly that he fainted. And just as our last episode ended, he lost his grip on the log to which he was clinging and disappeared under the water. But Sonny has located him and pulled him back to safety. And as our scene opens now, he is trying to hold Buddy's head out of the water until they can reach a safe place.
You're safe now, Buddy. Try to get your breath. Come on now, take it easy. You'll be all right in a minute. Yeah, I'll be okay. As soon as I get some of this water out of me.
Yeah, here. Put your arm around my neck and we'll try to make it back to the houseboat.
Houseboat?
Yeah.
Why, didn't it go over the falls?
Mm-mm, no. A tree fell in front of it and wedged it in between the rocks.
Your leg isn't broken, is it?
No.
I landed on a rock when I jumped off the boat and I sprained my ankle so badly that I thought sure I'd broken my leg.
I'm sorry.
Listen, there's Betty calling.
Here we are, Betty. Out here in the rapids. And Buddy's hurt. Get someone to help us.
There he is, Miss Betty. I see him.
Oh, help him, Doctor. Help him.
Yes, ma'am. Hold fast to that log, boy. Old Charco is coming right after you.
Hurry, Charco. We can't hold on much longer against this swift current.
Here, I better see here with Miss Betty, Charco. She's acting a little hysterical.
We're all right, Betty. Don't worry.
Get Buddy first, Charco, and be careful of his leg.
All right, Buddy, come on now. Let me get my arms around your waist.
Great
group of us alive. This water sure is swift.
Yeah.
Now, then, you next, Sonny.
All right.
Grab around my neck.
All right, I got you.
Hold tight now. Here we go.
Be careful of the rocks, Charco. If you slip, we'll all take a trip down the waterfall.
Did you need any help,
Charco? Here, I'd go out there and help, but my Diana said, room. Just reaching like that river out there. No, ma'am, I'll give him all. All right. Now then, there he is, boys.
Oh.
Safe on the land once
right.
More.
Yeah.
Are you all right, boys?
Yeah, sure, I'm all right, but Buddy needs some help.
Quick, Charco, put Buddy in the sheriff's car.
Yes,
Sheriff, will you help me with Sonny?
Yep. Oh, I'm all right. I can walk. I don't need any help.
How did you boys get caught in the rapids?
Well, we didn't mean to get in them. We were carried out there in that houseboat.
There, Miss Billy. I got Buddy in the sheriff's car.
Thanks, Charco. Here, Buddy, let me take off your shoe and see that leg.
Oh, ouch!
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, look at my ankle. It's all swollen.
Yes, you sprained your ankle. Sheriff, give me that tablecloth from off that lunch basket, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Now help me tear some strips off.
Sure will.
I want to bind his ankle.
Yes.
We'll try to give him a little first aid treatment till we get him back to the house car.
Yes, ma'am. I'll tear it for you now. Hey, what were you boys doing on that houseboat out there?
Well, we were looking for wood to build a fire. And then when we got on board the houseboat, we found a lot of money hidden under the mattresses on the bunk. We were going to take the money to you. But just as we started to get off the boat, the swift current carried the boat out into the middle of the river, and we went with it.
Where's the money now?
We had to leave it on the houseboat. You see, when the boat got to the rapids, we knew it would go over the waterfall in just a minute, so we had to jump to save our lives, and we had to leave the money.
Well, I saved a few pieces. I put some quarters and half dollars in my pocket. Here they are, Sheriff.
Ouch! Oh, Betty! That bandage is too tight for my ankle.
I'm sorry, Buddy, but you'll have to stand it for a little while. You'll feel better soon.
Hey, this sure is funny-looking money.
Yeah, sure it is, because that's not silver. It's lead. That's counterfeit money, Sheriff. There's counterfeit money hidden all over that little houseboat out there in the rapids. We figured it must be the hiding place of a counterfeit gang.
Jump in, G-Hospital. Let me get out there on that houseboat before that evidence gets away. This clue might lead to the biggest criminal catch of the year. Government detectives have been trying to round up that counterfeit gang for the last 2 years. I'm going out on that boat.
But, Sheriff, we must get Sonny and Buddy to town first. They need dry clothes, and Buddy's ankle needs attention.
Well, Charco, you take old Fruit up and drive Miss Betty and the boys back to town. Then come back and get me. I'm going on that boat and get the rest of that counterfeit money and see what other clues I can find.
Oh, but it's dangerous to go on that houseboat, Sheriff. But gee whiz, it's just hanging right on the edge of the waterfall. And if that log moves the least bit, the boat will be dashed to pieces on the rocks below.
Well, that's a risk an officer has to take. And it'll never be said that Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom failed to get his clues. Get going, Charcoal, and don't forget to come back for me.
Does your ankle feel better, Buddy?
Yes, it feels much better since you bound it up.
Well, it's only a couple of miles to town, and Charcoal will have us there in a few minutes. You can get in your bed and stretch out. I know you'll feel better.
Well, listen. Doesn't that sound like the Calliope?
Yes, look. There goes Dad with the house car. What's he doing out here in the woods?
I bet he's been searching for us.
Hey, Dad! Dad! Hey, wait a minute!
Here we are, Dad! Get just with him, Charcoal!
Hey!
Here we are, Dad! Here we are, Dad! Were you looking for us?
Ready? Where in the world have you been? I've been searching for you ever since the storm started. Didn't you hear the Calliope? I've been driving up and down the riverbank for the last hour.
We couldn't hear anything for the storm, Dad. And we were so excited about Sonny and Buddy.
Why, what's happened to Buddy's ankle?
He hurt it when he slipped on a rock in the river.
Well, here, let me put him on his bed in the house car so he'll be comfortable. Why, he's soaking wet. He'll have to get on some dry clothes at once.
Charcoal, Dad will take us back to town in the house car, so you take the sheriff's car and go back for him.
Yes, Miss Betty.
Now, Sonny, you get in the house car, too, and get on some dry clothes, and I'll fix you some hot milk.
Yeah. Say, that reminds me, Betty. How about our picnic lunch?
Oh, I forgot all about the lunch. I'll fix your sandwich right now. Let me get that basket over there.
All right. Say, Dad, who's your new Calliope player?
Oh, just a man I picked up in town.
Oh.
You know, gee, that's funny. Here we are going to have our picnic in the old house car.
Yeah.
Why, the basket is empty.
What?
I'll bet the sheriff ate the lunch.
Oh.
No wonder he was so anxious to hang on to that lunch basket.
Oh, that's a dirty trick.
Now we find that the storm is over and our little adventurers are back at the house car. Buddy has been taught the old tradition that everyone in the theatrical business knows, the show must go on. In spite of his sprained ankle, we find that he and Sonny have on their blackface makeup, their little red minstrel suits, a crowd is gathered around the little stage, and Buddy is sitting on top of the piano singing, Remember Me.
When you're away at close of day, remember me. When shadows fall, my heart will call, remember me. When other lips and other eyes speak tenderly beneath the moon some night in June, remember me. New loves may come and go, old loves remain. Someone may whisper low, love's old refrain. But if you care, no matter where you chance to be, when you're away, my heart will say, remember me.
You sitting up there on top of that piano with your ankle all bound up. How's you getting along?
Well, us is all right, Rasmus, but, boy, I wish you'd go to the drugstore and get me a plaster for it.
Well, does you want a porous plaster?
What's that you say?
I say, does you want the porous plaster?
No, I don't want the porous plaster. I want the bestest plaster you can get.
Oh, you crazy, Devin. Talking about porous plasters reminds me of little Tommy Green's grandma and her rheumatism.
Did you hear about the way Tommy said his prayers last night?
No, what about it?
Well, when Tommy got ready to say his prayers, his mammy says, "Now, Tommy, you must be sure and ask God to send us some warm weather so Grandmother won't suffer so much with her rheumatism."
And what did little Tommy say about her rheumatism when he says prayers?
Well, he started off with, "Now I lay me down to sleep." And he finished up by saying, "Bless Mama and Papa, make me a good little boy, and oh, Lord, please make it hot for Grandma."
And now, folks, Raffles, he has a question to ask somebody out there. Whose honey are you? That's the question.
Whose honey are you? Whose tea do you sweeten? Whose sugar and spice and everything nice depend upon you? Whose honey are you? Whose dream you're completing? Who goes for those eyes like sugar plum pies? Whose honey are you? You've got a tiny little touch of heaven in your fingertips. You've got all the rest of heaven on your sugar-coated lips. Who's gonna get you some Sunday call meeting? Whose little heart leaps and wants you for keeps? Whose honey are you?
Say, Charcoal, where's the sheriff?
I don't know, so I couldn't find him.
What?
I went back straight to the spot where I left the sheriff by the river, but I couldn't find him nowhere.
Well, maybe he was on the houseboat looking for the counterfeit money and clues.
That's just it, Sonny. The houseboat ain't there.
What? Not there?
No, sir. I looked everywhere for it, but it's gone.
Charcoal, do you mean that you think the houseboat's gone over the falls and the sheriff went with it?
Yes, sir. That's just what I'm afraid of.
That does sound bad. The old sheriff was determined to do his duty, and very often duty leads one into dangerous places. So it seems there is no hope for our old friend. But we won't give up hope until we learn what happens in Chapter 89 of our adventures.